CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure. Good evening. Welcome to my lair. Today on our show, I give my reaction to Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. We ask the question, are comic book movies cinema? Or are they not? Whatever your point of view is, know that both opinions are wrong. Cinema is this. I spilt on my crotch. I spilt water on my crotch while I was trying to sip it and look cool. Let's let the music do its thing.
Yes.
The multiverse. I saw it. Here's my reaction. What do I think? Of multiverse. Okay, I'm not gonna do that whole thing, a song, okay? But listen, let's just cut right to the chase, okay? Mm-hmm. Blake, and feel free to jump in on this, because you had questions. You are clearly very indifferent to superhero films, right? You're over them?
In a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, I am not. I made a vow today that I was just gonna be serious. I tried just in my life to be serious, and I'm gonna be serious here. I'm just gonna give you guys the raw, honest thoughts of Multiverse of Madness. I saw it yesterday at 3:30 showing on a Thursday. Today is Friday. Blake, what do you know of this film? Anything that you want to say before I start spoiling?
Honestly, I don't really know anything.
You don't know anything and you don't care?
I guess I care because I like Marvel, but like I don't really have any interest in seeing the
movie. Okay. So I'm gonna give full spoilers and everything. In the wrestling business, they have a term called a pop, where, you know, the audience pops, you know, for something. And usually that comes from an element of surprise, like, say, a wrestler you didn't think was going to be on the card just shows up and stuff. This film has some pops, okay? And I will explain. The biggest pop I think this film got from the audience, and it was a decent audience, it was a Thursday afternoon, was when they show the Fantastic Four guy, I believe Reed Richards. Reed Richards, right? Yeah, Reed Richards. Sorry, I'm not like, I don't remember. Right, Reed Richards. It shows
that
he's the stretchy man.
Oh, okay.
The Mr. Incredible, or whatever. You know, the Mrs. Incredible, whatever. Who cares? No. So Reed Richards shows up. There's this part where I'm going to explain this part that shows a lot of things that got people like nuts. Everybody in the theater was like, ah, you know. Okay, so Doctor Strange does in fact go into the multiverse. This whole story is because Wanda from WandaVision, the Scarlet Witch, she becomes the Scarlet Witch and she wants her imaginary kids. So she thinks if she goes to other multiverses or some shit, she will, you know, find the kids or something like that. So she's going to, so she wants to destroy this one girl named America Chavez in the movie. I forgot the woman's name, but she was really great. I have to say something about Marvel. And I mean this. And again, this is in the spirit of me just being serious. And I'm just, you know, maybe the multiverse got me in a thoughtful mood, Blake, but I was thinking about this. I like Marvel because they've been pretty good about inclusivity. I think so.
Meaning
like different races.
Oh yeah.
It's very multicultural. The girl was Latina. That was cool. They have like other characters. They have Shang-Chi. I think, you know, they're doing well in the inclusivity thing. They can always do better. I think everybody can do better except for me because I do the best, but they're doing well. So there's this girl named America Chavez and she has this ability to like jump through the dimensions or something, right? And so she comes across Doctor Strange and they're like partnered up and they have to stop the Scarlet Witch or something. And then, so the part that and it's kind of brilliant because the way it's set up, it sets up those characters. He basically gets arrested in this other dimension. And Rachel McAdams is like his love interest from the first one, I think. I don't remember because I saw that on the night of the 2016 election.
I don't know. I haven't seen.
You remember? Okay, cool.
I haven't seen the first Doctor Strange.
I mean, listen, guys, I care, but I don't care. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like everything. Like I care about these things, but at the same time, it's like it's gobbledygook. So
I've never heard that before.
right. So basically, he gets arrested in this one dimension because they say, dude, you're from another dimension. You could bring disease. You could bring this. So we're arresting you and America Chavez. So they're in those like clear cells where it's like all glass and they can actually communicate because it's good for the scene and stuff like that. And so the scene where you see these characters is this scene where he's brought before this like tribunal kind of thing of these people called the Illuminati. And then they're different heroes.
Are they really called the?
Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wow.
When that happened, Blake,
that's a little trippy.
When that happened, Blake, I was sitting in my seat. I went, what the fuck? Illuminati. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, really?
They're yeah, actually, for real. In the I'm movie not even making that up. Yeah. I know.
Wow.
I'm scared, okay. Blake. I'm scared.
Oh no.
Okay. So
I feel like honestly, like they don't really like give a fuck to like hide it anymore.
Oh, you believe in that? I'm not saying I don't or I do, but it is an interesting school of thought, huh? That they control everything.
Yeah.
They probably produced the film. Because here's the thing. Now, from what I describe in the scene, that could be a whole crazy thing of the Illuminati. But guess who's on the Illuminati? I'll say it to you. And if you hear it here first, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Professor Xavier from the X-Men movies. You know the guy that plays him? He's in this scene. He's in on it.
I wouldn't doubt that.
On the Illuminati. What the fuck? Okay. And then fucking who else?
Damn, maybe I actually have to watch this movie now.
Blake, it's scary stuff. I won't say what I said again, but.
Who else?
Who else? Who was the. Okay. Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Played by a woman, very great actress, I forget her name. And then who else? There was, okay, the guy that Reed Richards, the reason why everybody went crazy mm-hmm. was because he was played by the guy from The Office.
The fucking...
John or Jimmy or whoever. Krasinski. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I meant like from the movie, his uh-huh. name was, from The Office, his name was Jim. I wasn't disrespecting him because he's a great director. I loved A Quiet Place. But when he showed up, do you know what I said?
What the
fuck? What the fuck? But yeah. So they show up and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's is this Illuminati element going to get you in the theater?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Damn. What the fuck?
Dude, do you know who
like
else?
I have to watch it
Wait,
now.
This is the craziest thing. I'm saving the craziest for last.
Wait, how many people were...
On the tribunal?
Yeah.
It was Professor Xavier.
Uh-huh.
It was Captain Marvel. It was this other guy that had this sonic power. Like, he could kill you with his words and stuff. And dude, the part... Spoiler alert for this part. They all die in this
what
thing.
Fuck?
Yeah, and they die in fucked up ways. Like, the guy that can kill you with his words... Scarlet Witch does this, and then his mouth disappears, and then he tries to use his power, and then his head blows up.
Whoa.
And I did say, what the fuck, in that part. I was like, what the fuck? That's nuts.
Was it graphic?
It was pretty graphic. No, I mean, for Marvel. Okay, so Captain Sonic, or whatever his name was, Professor Xavier, Reed Richards from Fantastic Four, and here's the showstopper, Jeffrey... Epstein. Oh, yeah. The fucking Illuminati is here to fucking kill us. And I'm scared.
Wait, he was... What?
What the fuck? No, I'm just...
I was gonna say, like, what?
Yeah, he wasn't in on it. I would have been very disturbed if that was... I would have questioned the entire executive branch of Disney and Marvel and stuff if they did that. That was not true.
Yeah.
I just said that to... see how you would react. And it was a good reaction. But anyway, so that's all the things that happens in... those were the big things. And then what was the other big, like, spoiler?
I thought he turns, like, evil.
Right. In this dimension that he got arrested, there's an evil one of him that he fights at the end.
Oh.
And then the cool thing is his third eye opens. Like, this evil one, he has, like, a third eye that, like, opens up, which I thought was interesting imagery and stuff like that. I'm going to ask, Dimitri, you saw all of the spoilers in a thing. What other spoilers did, if you remember, am I? It doesn't want to kill Dr. Strange, like one of the different. Right. Yeah, I think that happens. But it wasn't like, yeah, because I mean, there's so many now that it's like, I also watched the finale of Moon Knight, which was pretty cool.
Moon Knight? What's that?
Moon Knight. It's like this Marvel show where this guy has like, He takes orders from this Egyptian god named Khonshu, and he kills people or something, or like he fights crime or something. I don't know.
Is he like masked?
No, he's like, Dimitri, have you seen this show? He's like mentally ill. He's like mental. Huh? Yeah, Oscar Isaac. Like that's his superpower. He's crazy. Moon. And there's no mention of the
Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, like K-N-I. GHT. Now, as you look that up, I want to say something about Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Something that I'm going to try and be as serious about.
Yeah, he is masked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. But he has like a suit and stuff. He's cool.
Oh, okay.
The thing that I want to say is this film was directed by Sam Raimi. And I want to say, on behalf of all of Wild 7, I just want to say my official line on Wild 7, on Sam Raimi, is that he is awesome. I encourage, if you're a young person in particular and you're getting into cinema and you've seen Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, and maybe you've seen, you know, I asked Dimitri if he's seen, he said Spider-Man, right? You've seen that, and you know. And I realize hearing him say that there's a whole generation, Blake, you've seen the old Spider-Man movies, right? With Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
Right? Those are great films.
Yeah.
And I realized for a whole generation, like that's their first Sam Raimi film. And for me, because I'm old and shit, my first Sam Raimi film was Darkman, which was like awesome. And I think I'm going to rewatch that this weekend. I'm so excited. But like it was like a comic book film before comic book films were even big and popular, other than like Batman and the Superman film, mm-hmm. which were anomalies, you know. Usually comic book films, like they did a Dolph Lundgren Punisher, it wasn't that great or not known to be that great. I have to watch that again and reappraise it. I don't know. But Sam Raimi is so OG, and I'm saying this with like full respect, shooting this out into the YouTube realm and stuff like that, and out on the podcast, that I have nothing but respect for Sam Raimi. He did, his first film was called Evil Dead. If you haven't seen it, it's, check it out. It's amazing. And Evil Dead 2. And for me, they are huge influences on me and on Debbie. And if you watch Debbie and the Devil, greatest horror film ever made, next to Evil Dead 2, you will see that maybe in an overt way or maybe subtly, I steal a lot from that movie. And I think we all do, a certain generation of us, because it was so funny and so gory. And it was one of those things where those wires were completely crossed. And he made it independently, and then he made the second one pretty much independently too, but with more money. And he is a true hero of independent cinema and of cinema in general. So we salute you, Sam Raimi. And to the Illuminati, I'm on to you, right? Are they people we should not fuck with, Blake?
I mean, honestly, I don't really know. Like,
what do you know about them? What have you heard? What's the thing?
I just know that, like, they're somewhat, like, they just run, like, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I have something to tell you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's not true. Do you know who runs everything? No, I'm just kidding. Listen, how many minutes was that? Do you know?
14.
14? Fuck. I mean, that's really all I have to say about Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Okay, wait, no, I will say this. Okay. A friend of mine who is a major fixture here at Wild 7, major voice of Wild 7, Alex Rogers, I don't think he would mind me saying this. We're great friends. He's a dear friend. And we get along in a pop culture nerdy kind of, like, we just love to talk about just movies and comics and books and stuff like that. He's a dear, dear friend. And I think with everybody, there's like a Venn diagram of things you have in common and things you don't. And pop culturally, the Venn diagram between myself and Alex is rather huge, right? But where we sort of diverge is he's not a total fanboy for the Marvel films. He's more a fantasy guy. He likes Lord of the Rings. And I wouldn't call myself a fanboy of, and I, he's not a fan. We're not fanboys. We're men, you know, like, but I gravitate towards Marvel shit because I grew up having comic books. I loved comic books. I love reading them and stuff. And for me, these Marvel films are the films that I was waiting for when I was a kid. Like, I was hoping that the comic book films would be like this. And Alex, you know, we call him Interdimensional Alex. That's his name. He's into dimensional kind of cool things and stuff. And he said, oh, this one looks interesting. This one looks like it's going to be like some far out thing. And it does have this crazy far out imagery and stuff like that. But the thing that I will say, in fairness to the movie and in fairness to people that maybe these kind of films are not their cup of tea, it's still a Marvel film. It's doing its Marvel thing, and it's within the continuity of other films and of WandaVision and this and that. It's not some crazy far out trip that you take acid to. Mind you, if you took acid for this film, it would be pretty trippy. I was pretty in a good place. Not that I was on acid, but I was enjoying my time. But that's it. Blake, do you have any other questions about Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's it. It was a good flick. I liked it. Now,
wait, I guess so. What happened? I guess.
Okay, so Doctor Strange explains to the tribunal. He says, "It makes me really uncomfortable that Jeffrey Epstein is here." Here's the thing. And I say this with respect to, you know what? I do have to say this. I'll tell you what happens. They fight Scarlet Witch. It's like a big battle thing. It's like the end of every comic book film. And I don't even say that with dismissively. It's like with Westerns, they end with a shootout. These end with a lot of shit happening, like a lot of action stuff. They fight Scarlet Witch, like sees that, if she goes into the dimension where she has those kids, mm-hmm. that dimension still has her as those kids' mother. So all of a sudden, this scary woman shows up into their house, and then the kids are like, no, no, you're a witch, you're a witch. And then she sees that she's causing them great pain, so then she backs off of her plan or whatever. And I don't know what happens to her. I think she like goes, I was pretty high.
Huh.
But you know, like I was really high, you know, like I was like, oh, this is great. The things that tickled me pink or tickled me red was this. So Sam Raimi is, I said, this OG filmmaker guy. He made Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2. Army of Darkness is the third one in that trilogy. That's also great. And he made, not recently, but fairly recently, like past the 2000s, he made Drag Me to Hell, which was pretty rad. And then also, dude, I mean, he made this film. I gotta say this, because yeah, Doctor Strange is great, and this film is a great accomplishment. I'm of the opinion that if you've made a film, even if I think you're an idiot, my hat's off to you. And I don't think Sam Raimi is an idiot, again. But what I'm saying is, people are so
opinionated,
and that's fine, but they're so used to having good product that we take it for granted. And if any other filmmaker made this film just as a standalone film and it had nothing to do with Marvel and it was just this thing, people would be like, what a trippy accomplishment. And there's so much imagery and stuff like that. I saw this one clip of two podcasters complaining about the film Coda that won the Oscar, and they were taking this sort of anti-intellectual stance of like, this was their shtick. Like they were, and I'm not dissing them. They don't even know who the fuck this is. But like, they were like, who wants to see a movie about a deaf person and blah, blah, blah. This is their words, you know? Who wants to see a movie about a deaf person? Real people, we want to see Marvel films. We want to see action, blah, 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 blah. And I don't, I see what the guys are doing. They're doing a shtick. I don't really think that that's their opinion. I don't think they really think that Coda shouldn't be made or anything. But where the fuck was I going with that? What was I saying? I'm not too high, but I'm like,
honestly, I don't really know. I mean, so you were saying that these guys were on a podcast and they're talking about, well, first you're saying that if a standalone director made.
Oh, right. Okay, what I'm saying is, there's different schools of cinema. They don't have to be this or that. There's Coda, and then there's this. They can coexist. You know what I mean? It's like ice cream. And like a friend of mine, Alex again, you know, watched this like arty film, and it got me, and it was from America, and I explained to him, it's like this. Like, it's like ice cream, okay? There's gelato from Europe. This amazing, beautiful, tasty, creamy gelato from Europe. And it tastes nice. It's very tasteful. It's in a nice packaging and stuff like that. That's the European art film, the European drama. Even some European action films with an arty flair. It's just gelato. And then there's like gelato that's made here, American-made gelato, which is also tasty, but it's made here. It's gelato from here. That's the American art film. That's how I see it. And then there's Dreyer's and fucking Baskin-Robbins. Me, at this point in my life, I like a good gelato every once in a while. When it's good and from Europe, it's particularly good. When it's from America, it can also be good. But after making a film and eating and breathing and living this art and craft for what feels like my entire life, like I've been obsessed with making movies since I was a cum. I just want Baskin Robbins. Give me a fucking Rocky Road ice cream, which is the Marvel things. You know what I mean? It's not a gelato. It's not going to get 5 Michelin stars or something, but it's tasty. And I think that's where most people are at because life is fucking hard and they don't want to think about a gelato. They want to just eat their Baskin Robbins and be like, oh, good. Now, the thing that I want to say is the thing that I really, really loved about the film was being a Sam Raimi fan is he would pepper in little Sam Raimi things. I think there's a car that was in every Sam Raimi film. And I think it was there. It was there somewhere. I saw someone on the internet say I spotted the car. There's a cameo from the great Bruce Campbell, who played Ash, the main character in the Evil Dead franchise, or plays. They're doing a new one. He was in it. And Ash always had this shtick that was a homage to the Three Stooges of where he would hit himself. His hand would get possessed and he would hit himself and stuff. And he does that in the film. Ha ha ha. Very fun. You know, like that got little tiny Rice Krispie pops from me. Another thing, the imagery, you know, before I saw the film, I was wondering why would they choose Sam Raimi for this? Because it's not directly related to Spider-Man. And I'm sure there's a reason, and I'll see it when I watch the film, but I don't see why off the top of my head before I saw the film. I watch it and it kind of makes sense because Scarlet Witch is for the most part the antagonist. She does an Evil Dead kind of style thing sometimes in her attacks, and there are parts where she moves in a contorted way, in that way that ghostly, you know, in Japanese films almost, like they're like witches and they crunch when they move and they're all twisty and stuff. She did that, which is very Evil Dead. So all of that makes sense. The thing that I wanted to say that I forgot because I got on this train of track about gelatos and ice cream because I'm fat, is this. I'm not fat, I'm sexy. You hear that, lady? No. I am sexy. I just want to. Okay. All right. Sorry. I just wanted to see how long I can hold that. The thing that I want to say is Sam Raimi made a film in the 90s called A Simple Plan. And it was genre in the sense that it was a crime film about these people, these regular people, played by Bridget Fonda, I believe Bill Paxton, and Billy Bob Thornton, who gives an amazing performance. And they find this money. And this is the thing. I wanted to use this episode as an opportunity to turn people on that perhaps haven't seen, you know, Sam Raimi's, the rest of his oeuvre. This is a good place to start, too, if you're not in the mood to watch Evil Dead maybe tonight. Because if you're in the mood for some really solid crime drama, a simple plan is really, really great. And I don't want to say it's lost in time. I think when you talk about his oeuvre and you go through it, it's just that's not one that you think of immediately. It's really great. And Darkman. And that's it. That's it. Wait, Blake, did you have something you wanted to say?
No.
That's it on how many minutes did we go?
25.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. It's all right. It was a good movie. Sam Raimi, we love you. All right. Okay. So we have a film out, Debbie and the Devil. Check it out. It will be on. We have big things coming up. And also Amigas. Check out Diaspora. Check out Showdown, the little cartoon. And check out everything that we're doing. Go to Wild 7 Studios, our website. Like, subscribe, everything. And yeah. It was crazy, the Illuminati. I was scared. I was scared. And do you know what I said to them? I wanted to say, enough of you. Enough of you running everything and making sure that everyone, the minimum wage is not that high, right? Mm-hmm. And they control all the alligators. They control all the alligators. I know about these things. I've heard about it. People tell me things, Blake. They tell me about the reptiles and shit.
Yeah,
these guys outside. They're like, rah, rah, reptiles. I'm like, whoa, really? That's fucked up. They tell me I don't not believe them. I believe them and I go like, whoa, really? Fuck. They say reptiles are running everything. I go, shit, really? Oh, no. You know, but what are you going to do? Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I know. What are you going to do? I like this song. Doctor Strange. Multiverse of Madness. Reptiles.